23 April 1912. Talk at Howard University, Washington, D.C. Translated by Amin Banani. Today I am most happy, for I see here a gathering of the servants of God. I see white and black sitting together. There are no whites and blacks before God. All colors are one, and that is the color of servitude to God. Scent and color are not important. The heart is important. If the heart is pure, white or black or any color makes no difference. God does not look at colors. He looks at the hearts. He whose heart is pure is better. He whose character is better is more pleasing. He who turns more to the Abha kingdom is more advanced. In the realm of existence, colors are of no importance. Observe, in the mineral kingdom, colors are not the cause of discord. In the vegetable kingdom, the colors of multicolored flowers are not the cause of discord. Rather, colors are the cause of the adornment of the garden, because a single color has no appeal. But when you observe many colored flowers, there is charm and display. The world of humanity, too, is like a garden, and humankind are like the many colored flowers. Therefore, different colors constitute an adornment. In the same way, there are many colors in the realm of animals. Doves are of many colors. Nevertheless, they live in utmost harmony. They never look at color. Instead, they look at the species. How often white doves fly with black ones? In the same way, other birds and vari-colored animals never look at color. They look at the species. Now ponder this. Animals, despite the fact that they lack reason and understanding, do not make colors the cause of conflict. Why should man, who has reason, create conflict? This is wholly unworthy of him. Especially white and black are the descendants of the same Adam. They belong to one household. In origin, they were one. They were the same color. Adam was of one color. Eve had one color. All humanity is descended from them. Therefore, in origin, they are one. These colors developed later due to climates and regions. They have no significance whatsoever. Therefore, today I am very happy that white and black have gathered together in this meeting. I hope this coming together and harmony reaches such a degree that no distinction shall remain between them, and they shall be together in the utmost harmony and love. But I wish to say one thing, in order that the blacks may become grateful to the whites, and the whites become loving toward the blacks. If you go to Africa and see the blacks of Africa, you will realize how much progress you have made. Praise be to God. You are like the whites. There are no great distinctions left, but the blacks of Africa are treated as servants. The first proclamation of emancipation for the blacks was made by the whites of America. How they fought and sacrificed until they freed the blacks. Then it spread to other places. The blacks of Africa were in complete bondage, but your emancipation led to their freedom also. That is, the European states emulated the Americans, and the Emancipation Proclamation became universal. It was for your sake that the whites of America made such an effort. Were it not for this effort, universal emancipation would not have been proclaimed. Therefore, you must be very grateful to the whites of America, and the whites must become very loving toward you, so that you may progress in all human grades. Strive jointly to make extraordinary progress and mix together completely. In short, you must be very thankful to the whites who were the cause of your freedom in America. Had you not been freed, other blacks would not have been freed either. Now, praise be to God, everyone is free and lives in tranquility. I pray that you attain to such a degree of good character and behavior that the names of black and white shall vanish. All shall be called human, just as the name for a flight of doves is dove. They are not called black and white. Likewise with other birds. I hope that you attain to such a high degree. And this is impossible except through love. You must try to create love between yourselves, and this love does not come about unless you are grateful to the whites, and the whites are loving toward you, and endeavor to promote your advancement and enhance your honor. This will be the cause of love. Differences between black and white will be completely obliterated. Indeed, ethnic and national differences will all disappear. I am very happy to see you, and thank God that this meeting is composed of people of both races, and that both are gathered in perfect love and harmony. I hope this becomes the example of universal harmony and love until no title remains except that of humanity. Such a title demonstrates the perfection of the human world and is the cause of eternal glory and human happiness. I pray that you will be with one another in utmost harmony and love and strive to enable each other to live in comfort.